This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you're a Steeler fan, root for this. Root for this. And it involves Baker Mayfield's contract. I was thinking about this season. This morning driving into work. Okay, Jim, follow me on this. So Baker Mayfield right now, he is on that rookie contract. All right? Here's what's going on. They have they being the Cleveland Browns. They got a decision to make. And there's a couple ors in here. Now, everybody's going to be really excited and living in the afterglow of the Baker Mayfield taking the Browns to the playoffs and kind of doing what they did, right? And just going, and they go to the playoffs for the first time since 02. They have their first playoff win since 94. I think I got that all right. And Baker Mayfield's the toast of the town. He's having book club meetings at the stadium with people. He lives at the stadium, apparently. He's bringing his groceries in there. All of that, right? People love Baker Mayfield, okay? He is the man. The next conversation is going to be, do we extend him, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan? If I'm a Steelers fan, I pray for them to do that. I hope that they do that. I hope that they jump the gun. I'm not saying Baker Mayfield's not good, because he beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I don't know if he's the guy you throw big-time money at yet, because you wonder just how big the running game played into this. Listen, the Rams did this with Goff. They're now hung with him until 2025, right? They paid $136 million 4 years. Obviously, we know what happened in Philadelphia, the Wentz situation. $128 million for 4 years. That doesn't start till next year. He's going to be $35 million against their cap starting next year, the Wentz situation. Should the Browns learn from those two situations, or should the Browns learn from, well, being the Browns for the last couple generations and jump on this? There's a couple different directions they can go, and this is really, really interesting. And again, you watched that game yesterday. I thought that when Mahomes went out of the football game, Baker Mayfield had a real chance to grab it, to go head up. Now, he didn't get help from his play calling, I didn't think, with Stefanski, but he had a real chance to go head up with Chad Henne and beat him and win that game and go ahead and direct his team. And there were a couple throws he didn't make. I would have liked to see Baker Mayfield play better. He was just okay yesterday. He wasn't great. Now, here are the options in front of him. And Baker Mayfield ends up yesterday 23 of 37, 1-1, a touchdown and an interception for 204. Here's the options. They could go long-term extension right now, Jim. Okay, you got that one? That one's figured out, right? That's number one. You writing this down, Jimbo?
No, but I'm listening.
Long-term extension. That's the first one. A la Wentz, a la Goff, and sign him all the way through 2026 or however long you want to do it. That's number one. Or you could ride out that fourth year with nothing locked up after this year coming, okay? After this one, after 2021, you ride it out. He's a lame duck going into this year, and you figure it all out thereafter. Then you decide what you want to do, although that might rub him and might rub his agent the wrong way. Who knows? But nonetheless, those are your options. Or you have to decide on his fifth year by April. You go ahead and you do that, and then essentially you have him for this coming year and then the next year if you decide on that fifth year, and you know that value is the average of the 10 quarterbacks or whatever it is. So if you do that fifth-year player, that would keep him in Cleveland not just for the already guaranteed 2021 season on his contract, but also through 2022 governed by that option. So essentially 2 years. Where would you go with it? Because I think if you're a Steeler fan, you pray they line him for they sign him to a long-term deal. Because I still don't know if he's that long-term guy.
Well, they don't know either. I think it's a no-brainer. I think you invoke the fifth-year option, and then you put it off another year, and you put the long-term extension off for another year, and you see how he does next season. Now, this is his only season with Kevin Stefanski. You know, before that, it looked like he was starting to regress, mm-hmm. and then this year he played very well. You can't argue with that. And so I just think, like I said, I think it's a no-brainer. It's still a lot of money, where if you invoke that fifth-year option, but you can't take a chance if you're the Browns that you're going to invest that kind of money. And, you know, Houston, that's the same thing. I don't know that he'd get, what was it, $160 million over 4 years like Deshaun Watson, and then they end up getting rid of Hopkins and,
right.
you know, some other moves that they may have to make. So I think that puts off the, you know, you still pay your quarterback, and yet you don't have to paralyze yourself with a big salary cap number over the next five or six years.
Because I'm going to tell you, here's what's going to happen. People in Cleveland are going to, they're going to be sad, and they should be. They're going to say, for the first 24 hours, they're going to go through this depression, sort of, the stages of depression.
I think we know the drill.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to say, my gosh, I can't believe that we lost. I can't believe we lost to Chad Henne, archaic Chad Henne. I can't believe he's now beaten Baker Mayfield and Otto Graham in the same career. That's incredible to me that Chad Henne's so old he's done that. I can't believe it. I can't believe he's done that. They're going to be sad for a day, a couple days. Then they're going to come out of that, the Cleveland Browns fan is, and they're going to say, okay, you know, maybe it's not all bad. Look at what we did this year. We beat the Steelers, beat the tar out of the Steelers in a playoff game. My gosh, we've hoped to do this for a generation. We finally did it. Let's come to our senses. Let's not be sad. Now we're okay with it. Man, let's recollect on the season. It's not bad. That's going to be the second stage. The third stage is going to be, I'm ready for football. Man, I'm ready for Berea, Ohio. I'm ready for camp. Let's get moving. What does that all entail? Who's back? Let's look at the free agents. What's going on with OBJ? What's going on with this guy? What's up with the running game? What's going on with the draft? Wait a minute. Baker. Baker's our man. He's our guy. We got to lock him up. Look at the guy. He's on every two commercials. It's either him or Patrick Mahomes, with Troy Polamalu cameo, by the way. It's either him or Mahomes on every commercial on my TV. He's a toast of the town. He's a toast of the nation. He's the guy. We've got to get him. And they are going to, I think, Jim, knee-jerk that's the move. And I say, do it. Go ahead. If you're a Steeler fan, you want that to happen, because it would be a gross overreaction. A gigantic overreaction on Cleveland's part to do that. That isn't to say Baker's bad, because he's not. But he goes in 17 games time and it wasn't just us. This was the nation, everybody, saying just before the season started, if he doesn't do it this year, he's out the door. He's got no one left in that building. There's nobody who has an allegiance to him anymore. This guy needs to sing for his supper, or they're going to go a different direction and draft another quarterback. He becomes another name on that big, long shirt that guy has, and they write Mayfield and tack it on. I know he had a really good season, and I know they reached the highs, but if I'm a Browns fan, even though he brought him out of the dark ages, I wouldn't give him a contract. I bet they jump the gun on this. I bet they do it.
See, I don't think they will. I think they kind of know what's going on right now. And those other two examples that you mentioned, and I know there were some injuries at play with Goff, but with Carson Wentz, who went from, my goodness, when he was a young player, that this guy's going to be the best quarterback in the NFL for a number of years, and that hasn't happened. And so I think the hedging the bet thing, it's there for them. You know, if he had waited until next year to do what he did this year, then
there might not have been a next year.
Yeah, well, that's true. To me, there's an easy way out here where you can keep him around for at least not a tryout year, but you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
where he has to prove that he can do it again next year. And then, you know, if he's in the process of doing that, you exercise the fifth-year option, and that gives you another offseason in which you can negotiate a long-term contract. And they would have to do it then. because I don't know how many times you can keep franchising a guy, because that cost is going to be up there because of the Mahomes contract, if nothing else.
No, you're right about that, and the Mahomes contract is going to keep going up as well. So there's that, and I think Mahomes is signed, what is it through? Through 2077, I believe, is the contract. They have him locked
something
up,
like that, yeah.
Like that.
When Otto Graham the fifth is yes. going to be the quarterback for the Browns.
They have escalators on that contract, too. It just keeps going up. All right, Matt Canada, we talk about him coming up next. Back into some hockey talk in the 8 o'clock hour as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.